The EPA has issued new ideas on how to regulate existing power plants, which would call for a 30% national reduction on carbon emissions by 2030 from 2005 levels. Congressman David McKinley and Nick Rayall co-introduced legislation to essentially strike down not only emissions standards concerning current power plants, but additional proposals that would apply to future power plants. Those standards came out last year and would require new plants to use cleaner methods like carbon capture and storage and natural gas technologies to ensure fewer carbon emissions into the air. Jamie Van Nostrand with the West Virginia University Center for Energy and Sustainable Development says these new technologies will present many challenges for anyone wanting to build a new power plant.
It's very difficult given the rules under 111B, which really restrict the greenhouse gas emissions associated with new power plants and pretty much require carbon capture and sequestration either through a gasification process before you generate electricity or capturing and sequestering it afterwards. And those, it's very, very expensive, particularly in the absence of having enhanced oil recovery nearby.
Van Nostrand says a plant in Canada is capturing nearly all of its greenhouse gas emissions, but it has oil recovery technologies nearby that allow it to do that work. He says despite the challenges, it can be done.
The CCS technology is continuing to improve. There's a lot of money being spent on clean coal technology, and I think the expectation is down the road, the EPA regulations under 111B may drive the technological advances that would allow a coal plant to be constructed in the future.
Carbon capture and storage has been called not commercially viable at the moment by many people in the coal industry, but it's been tried and accomplished in West Virginia before. American Electric Power piloted a carbon capture project within the last 5 years. It captured a significant portion of its carbon emissions before it was to be released, and then it injected it into a deep well to store it. It cannot be implemented system-wide, according to company officials, because of a lack of funding support from Congress and a lack of interest from public service commissions. Jeffrey LaFleur with American Electric Power told West Virginia Public Radio in May that the technology needs more funding and research.
I think we would be a lot further down the road now if we would have had a better a little more foresight on the government's part to, you know, fully develop the technology. I mean, the real big debate now is, you know, for new coal units, the EPA proposed rule is you'll have to have carbon capture to build a new coal plant. And because all of this was kind of stopped, you know, that technology really isn't commercially available.
Regardless of what proposals do eventually go into effect, there is resistance from many in West Virginia to these strategies. Political leaders have used the term war on coal to describe the EPA's efforts on carbon emission restrictions. House Bill 4813, co-sponsored by Rayall, a Democrat, and McKinley, a Republican, would not only strike down new rules, it also aims to block the issuance of similar rules for at least the next 5 years without congressional approval. Jamie Van Nostrand.
It's very politically divisive, that's for sure. But there's a lot of consequences for politicians who sort of speak out on the issue of climate change. I think it's frustrating that we haven't been able to get any climate energy legislation through the Congress and the Senate.
Van Nostrand and the West Virginia University Center for Energy and Sustainable Development, along with Downstream Strategies, an environmental consulting firm, are working on a report to show policymakers in the state how West Virginia can best meet new EPA proposals on existing plants. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.